Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 2nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Variety sources say Netflix plans to launch its ad-supported tier on November 1st, ahead of its previously announced target of early 2023. The company wants to launch the plan ahead of the ad-supported Disney Plus basic plan set to launch December 8th. Netflix reportedly informed ad partners it expects to have 500,000 customers on the new tier by the end of 2022. According to data from Counterpoint Research, iPhone market share surpassed 50% in the U.S. in Q2 for the first time. Counterpoint's Jeff Fieldhack said this isn't the result of a sudden change, rather a steady, consistent move from Android to iOS over the last 4 years. Microsoft began testing a new Xbox Game Pass Friends and Family plan with customers in Ireland and Colombia. Subscribers can share Game Pass Ultimate benefits with up to four other users for €21.99 per month. No word when it should roll out to other markets. Google announced it began alpha testing simulated touch controls on select Android games with keyboard and mouse commands in Chrome OS 105. On supported titles, users will see a keyboard overlay, be able to customize controls, and use a mouse for in-game menus. The company also said developers should implement keyboard controls for games to work better on Chrome OS. Facebook will shut down Neighborhoods on October 1st, its Nextdoor clone it launched back in May 2021. Facebook said the best way to move forward with local community content would be the continued use of Facebook groups. A federal jury in Delaware ruled Shopify's website building tools infringed on three patents owned by Express Mobile, ordering the company to pay $40 million. Shopify plans to appeal the decision. Express Mobile has sued Google, Meta, Amazon, and other tech companies for infringement on similar patents around delivering content to mobile devices. Meta partnered with Qualcomm to produce custom chipsets for its Quest virtual reality headsets based on Qualcomm's Snapdragon platforms. While these custom chips will be optimized for Quest system specifications, Meta will not have an exclusive on them. The South China Morning Post sources say ByteDance's chief financial officer, Julie Gao, informed employees the company has no plans to go public during an internal staff meeting. In that same meeting, CEO Liang Rubo said the company planned to reduce input into non-core businesses. Apple released an update to iOS 12 to patch a single actively exploited WebKit bug that could allow for arbitrary code execution. Apple patched that same bug on actively supported versions of iOS a few weeks ago. The USB Promoter Group announced USB 4 version 2.0 will double bandwidth over USB 4 to 80 gigabits per second. Users can achieve these speeds using existing 40 gigabit per second USB-C passive cables, as well as forthcoming USB-C active cables. The USB Implementers Forum has yet to release technical specifications for the standard. No word when devices with USB 4 version 2 will arrive. At IFA 2022, Lenovo announced its new line of products. The X1 Fold, a tablet that folds into a laptop configuration, now has a 16-inch screen, webcams on two sides, and ships in November for $2,499. Lenovo Glasses T1 will put two micro OLED screens in a pair of prescription glasses that connect by USB-C to any Windows, Android, or macOS device and to an iPhone with an adapter. No pricing, although it ships in 2023 in China. Lenovo also updated its ThinkVision monitors, Tab P11 Android tablets, and added a 16-inch version of the IdeaPad Flex 5i Chromebook for €549. TCL announced the 2022 6 Series Roku TV supporting 4K gaming with peak variable refresh rates of up to 144Hz on a PC. The sets offer two HDMI 2.1 ports and support AMD FreeSync. The sets are available now in 55, 65, and 75-inch models, starting at $699. Sony announced the Xperia 5 IV, offering flagship Android specs, a 21x9 6.1-inch 120Hz OLED display, and support for sub-6 GHz 5G. The phone comes with wide, ultra-wide, and telephoto rear cameras, each using a 12-megapixel sensor able to shoot 4K video at 120 frames per second and shoot 20 frames per second stills. It costs $999 and ships October 27th. Leica unveiled its first short-throw projectors, the Cine 1. It comes in two versions, able to project a 4K 80-inch image from 6 inches away and a 100-inch image from 12 inches away. It supports Dolby Atmos and runs Hisense's Vita OS. Pricing reportedly starts at $6,900 for the 80-inch version and $7,900 for the 100-inch version, shipping in Europe in Q2 2023. And finally, LG announced the mood-up fridge, with a front covered by LED light panels that can show over a dozen colors. These can be set in LG's app to presets based on seasons or mood, or customized by a user. It also includes a Bluetooth speaker, and the lights can flash based on played music. It also keeps food cold. No word on pricing or a release date. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.